time for your folks. Tell time to the most. And share what I gross. Did that for the bros. One time for the coast. Light one, nigga, smoke. Shoot clutch, never choke. Hey, full time on the road. Make time for your folks. You're tapping in with West Coast Radio. Throw up your dubs on this Wednesday. We come with you heavy hearts today. Heavy hearts. We're doing a tribute and honoring the late, great Nipsey Hussle. And on the line today, we have a special guest, San Diego legend, Mitchie Slick. How's it going, homeboy?
Hey, what's up, homie? Shit, man. I'm here, man, trying to be strong for the homie, you know?
Nah, I feel you, bro. I feel you. Thank you for jumping on the call with me on today's show. You know, and I really wanted just to pay tribute to him, honor him, and you know, I'm glad the fucking cops did their jobs and they got that punk ass motherfucker. I don't even want to say his name. I don't even want to give him that type of respect. Feel me?
Yeah, well, you know, shit, what can we say? I mean, I don't know what they did. I know whoever they say the suspect was supposed to have turned himself in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean the whole focus on me, homie, is not even about that end of it, homie. I'm just still overwhelmed by the fact that somebody so influential to us moving forward. And when I say us, I mean my demographic, the people where I'm from, my culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The red and blue cats specifically. He was preaching to us, bro, and he was giving us enlightenment, homie, and giving us inspiration. And that's just what's on my mind heavy right now, bro, and my heart.
No, I feel you on that, and that's definitely why I wanted to just, you know, pay tribute and just respect him and remember his legacy. And a few talking points that I had on today's, you know, on today's call is just, you know, how are you feeling? You know, I want you to share with us some of your favorite memories of him, and I have here Pain in the Background, Full Time, one of my favorite tracks. I don't know, I never had a chance to really talk to you about that, but you know, I really want to remember him on in that matter and all the positive things he's done. And I was looking at some of the tracks you got, Full Time, Stop Me Now, Michael Vick, and you know, maybe just share with us some of your favorite memories of him, and you know, and let me just hear that.
Well, man, the
how long have you known him for?
Man, I've known Nip for maybe a decade now, homie. But for just to understand what Nip was like, homie, and the type of cat that Nip was, I mean, a lot of times you see these artists and you say, yeah, man, you know, they just another guy, you know, just an average cat, and they just, you know, made it or whatever, homie. But for real, though, a lot of these cats be special people, and it takes a special person to get and be able to live and be able to give something that people, like, receive, like, in masses. And Nip, for sure, was one of them cats, homie. Nip wasn't regular, bro. Nip was a special chosen dude.
Right.
I mean, if you sat down with Nip for 5 minutes, just the conversations that you would have with him, homie, would let you know this cat is not on the same shit that everybody else is on. I mean, I knew Nip for a long time, homie, and the way that I met Nip was mostly the thing that set him apart from any other cat that I met through this industry shit, because Nip, like, with no holes barred and with no wall, expressed deeply how he felt and how he respected my craft. When I first met Nip, homie, we had a show with me, Strong Arm Steady, Crying Down in Field.
Okay.
It was just the three of us, homie, and we had a show at I think it was a sneaker convention in LA, homie.
Okay.
And Nipsey Hussle was there. This is the first time I came across Nip. I had heard about him, but I mean I never had met him at that time.
Right.
Man,
right.
He sent one of his homies, and one of the goonest little 60 niggas I ever met, homie, just a respectful ass, OG ass gangster, bro, sent you to me and was like, Slick, what's happening, homie? I'm Woofy Woo, shout out to the homie, I forgot his name at this time, he, you know, checked in properly on, you know, protocol,
right?
You know, name, turf, where he was from, and that he was a homie of Nipsey's, and Nipsey had sent him to come talk to me to let him know how much they fucked with me, how much they respected me, and you gotta realize, in LA, homie, I mean, shit, you get around the 60s, homie,
right.
And that's a lot of that shit be like, you know, in today's favor, because they be thick everywhere, bro. They was 100 deep, bro. I had on about $60,000-$70,000 worth of jewelry at the time, homie.
Right.
And don't do that around 60s in LA, homie, not being no LA blood rapper, no shit like that.
Right.
Them motherfuckers came to me, homie, at least 50 of them, homie, with Nip. And this nigga greeted me in a way that no other man ever has greeted me, not even a rapper, no other man. With the respect, homie, to where, like, I couldn't even believe it. And I knew that nigga was going to be somebody special. Told me he respected me. He listened to my shit. I was one of his favorite artists. He wanted to fuck with me. It was only so few of us real authentic artists in the game. he greeted me like that, invited me to his studio, told me he wanted to work with me, homie. And from that day on, me and Nip had another type of relationship, homie. And I'm not going to say I was with Nip every day.
Right, but right.
Me and Nip basically shared a studio, you know, via my big brother Reese, homie. You know, Reese and he managed the Futuristics. They had a studio for the last maybe 5 years. They had lab together. Nip just basically didn't have lab with us, homie, in the last maybe like 6-7 months maybe. But up until finishing his last album, he was right there side by side with a San Diego legend as well, the homie Big Reese, Reese Johnston. Nip was with Damn. Reese every day. Breakfast, workout, whatever, even probably more than a lot of Nip homies from his own hood, because the studio is your workplace, is your sanctuary.
Right,
you
right.
Share, you share studio with a nigga, then you're going to be with him more than you're going to be with the homie.
Right.
So really, Nip was really a part of our crew, homie, and was really a big link to San Diego. Being,
and he was just down here.
Yeah, he was just down here, bro. I don't come out every time. We make it a special.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know.
Usually when Nip come to town, he bring me out right in the middle of his set.
Right.
Turn up. You know what I'm saying? It's all over YouTube. That's my nigga, man. That was my brother, bro. Like, for real, homie.
Man.
Shout out to Nip, his family, Adam. Black family, my niggas. I even fuck with all Nip's homies. If you go look, damn near every nigga on All Money In, all his artists, I'm on all their albums. From Baby Hawk to Pac Man, the homie J Stone, I'm on all their albums.
And you and then, huh? What I was gonna say, man, I wish, and yeah, big shout out to all Money In, everybody out there, you know, the whole camp. His condolences to his family. You know, man, bro, I can only imagine. I know all of us have been through something like this, have paid stripes in the game, and it's just so. And I was just telling Jerry over at Watkins Bail Bonds, I was like, to be a business owner, to be standing in front of your business, like, I'll start arguing with somebody right now on the street too, be like, fuck that, don't be coming over here. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Well, you got to understand that internet shit and what you hear on the internet and the stories that's out there, it's a lot more to it than just that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It gets deeper.
Yeah.
But my message is this, and I can't say it all at one time, but I know this interview is going to be heard. And a lot of this shit is due to the mentality and to the guidelines of this Southern California gangster shit and the shit that you have to do as an artist and as a gangster. When you become an artist and you speaking for your neighborhood and you the one that's making shit happen for your community or bringing attention or fame or whatever that is to your community, this is a person that is equivalent to somebody in a different demographic, maybe. You know, if it was the Muslims, you know, like, say, for instance, once you become the Farrakhan of your neighborhood,
right,
once you become, even if it's with the police chief, which are, even if it's the, whatever it may be, bruh, it's different when you're that spokesperson for a California neighborhood that has gang politics behind it. Because it's certain things that you're expected to do even when you're...
Regardless. When you are the Malcolm, right,
you,
regardless.
You are the Martin Luther King of your neighborhood. We have to have a code that says if this man is who this is, we have to understand that these consequences for him are different. We're not just saying in the situation with Nip, but in everything.
Right.
So therefore, the homies look at you to potentially, or the street code. Let's not say the homies. The street code. Maybe not even all the homies. But
yeah,
the street code looks to you, even though you are this level, they expect you to come down and be with the people. And that's what gave Nipsey his praise and his props. People love Nip because he was a Crip. He was with the homies. He was on the front line. He had a store in the hood. That's what made Nip that big. But at the same time, that's the same thing that made Nip not be here with us today.
Yeah.
Because Nip was out there with the everyday people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Farrakhan was with people, but Farrakhan wasn't out with the regular people like the regular people. Cleopatra wasn't walking amongst the townspeople. She was put up. You know what I'm saying? She was protected. Not because she's better than everybody else, but because she's perceived a way, because Nip was perceived a way by the people, and the consequences for certain things are going to be different for him because of who he is. Not saying that he's special or worse, but just the way that you are looked at or appeared to be to the people. To the homies, you might not be a homie, regular homie. To you, you're a homie, but to the homies, you're not a regular homie. You're a superstar.
Yeah,
you're on
TV. Yeah.
The effects of this man slapping some dude in the neighborhood is going to be different than Lil Joe around the corner slapping this man.
Right.
If so-and-so slap him in the head, it's going to be, just think of the repercussions of it.
Right,
just think about, him and his two homies was mad, but now his whole family mad, and everybody want to see, everybody that might have had a potential issue with you for shit that ain't even legitimate will step in and try to take part in that when you are in these different positions. This don't have nothing to do with Nip's situation. This has to do with artists being from Southern California neighborhoods and the homies not understanding the value of some of these people and what we have to do to preserve these people so that they can be a benefit to us all. We can't just be like, okay, you're a homie, you're a rapper, and you're part of the neighborhood. Y'all see somebody that need to be checked. The repercussions from him checking them is going to be different.
Right.
Somebody else may need to step up and do this because he might wait for a week to come get this fool or want to scrap with this fool, but just this way you're perceived as this artist, he might want to come back right now and handle the rapper nigga right now.
Man, these are tough Tupac, conversations,
Tupac.
Bro. Whoa, that's deep,
bro. Tupac, it was 20 motherfuckers jumping on that nigga when Tupac
in MGM.
But who they?
Yeah.
But who they killed though?
Yeah.
So the homies got to understand, if y'all really value this cat right here, it's going to be different. But it's hard for homies to understand because every homie ain't been in these predicaments we've been in where you walk in a room of 2,000 or 3,000 people and you don't know none of them, but they know everything from your mama name to the car you drive to the hood you from, who you don't like, what you went to jail for. It's just different for the artist. My homie Big Y said, rappers get it the worst. I ain't going to run on it. On talking, bro, but this is a message that got to get out there. And on this note, I'm gonna tell you straight up, homie, I'm cool in doing on all the shit that it takes to be an artist for the fans to love you. I can't do that. I got a daughter, homie, that want to see me and that need to see me every day. And some of these cats don't value and don't love the streets enough, homie. I'm cool, homie. Nipsey's passing has changed me as far as being an artist. Luckily, I got my time in and I did what I had to do.
Right.
This rap shit. But a lot of the reasons why I'm not bigger than I am today is because I knew some of the things that I would have to do could potentially have me in jail in the rest of my life.
Right.
03 Greco's in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tekashi's in jail. What's his name? The other little New York nigga. Schmurder. They're in jail. Because that's the fans want you to do this shit. They want the entertainment and some of the shit it takes to get these fans to roll. I have your ass in jail, and then other niggas get lucky and make it through.
And you know, and I would have to say too. And I was just talking with a homie of mine, an old school homie and shit. And I think when we're younger, especially in our 20s, and you're ready to put stripes in the game, and you just been doing it day in, day out, and you grow up that way, it kind of becomes a piece of you. And when you start trying to shed that skin and trying to become professional and actually make a business, and this kind of goes back to what you said, it there's these politics in the street that regardless of how good you're trying to get, and you're right, he was there every day, and you're putting yourself in a position to take these chances now with people that have nothing to lose almost.
Yeah, but the thing is that people would love him for that. And if he didn't come around to do that, then they would say he was funny.
Right.
And they would say he changed.
Right. He ain't down for no more. He ain't down for the hood no more.
And Nip understood all this. And me and Nip talked about these things. I swear to God. And Nip told me out of his own mouth, on my mama, to me, just me, not in a group or a crowd.
One-on-one.
Mitch, I never wanted to open that store in my neighborhood.
He said that?
I didn't want to do that. On my mama, on my daughter, he told me that. He said, I don't want to deal with all that shit that come along with being and whatever, but fuck it. He knew, bro. Just like Pac knew. Pac knew. That's why he rapped about dying and all that, because these are smart street niggas. They know the shit that you do in the streets that could potentially get you killed. Nipsey knew that could potentially get him killed. He knew that, but he was trying to be there and show and lead his people. But he's just trying to learn how to do this now, because gang niggas, we don't have nobody laying the format for us. When I say gang niggas, I mean still a part of their community is what I mean. Still a part of their community, still fuck with the homies. The people I be with every day aren't some suburb guys. The people I be with every day are gang members. They're on parole, they're on probation, they're on gang injunction. When you're that much as part of your hood like that, like it's different, bro.
Well, it's indebted in you, because I mean that's the you know the game, you know the stripes that comes, you know the language, the talk, you know, and even sometimes, like I was even thinking about an event the other day, you know what I mean? I was like, you're always looking to the side, you know what I mean? And it just and it just comes with growing up that way, and I would have to say just for myself, the reason, you know, and I met him a few times, but from the outside looking in, just like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? And I remember the other times I saw him a couple of times and just that little head nod, you know what I mean? And his homeboy, DJ VIP, big shout out to DJ VIP, I had so much respect for him, and I definitely want to remember his legacy. And I think from one business owner into yourself as a business owner and trying to help the community, you know, I really want to end it, you know, and us talking about the community and, you know, and trying to give back and trying to shed this skin and to those youngsters out there that are seeing this maybe for the first time. And, you know, and I think some of this younger generation didn't grow up so much in the gang culture, but it's definitely still there. It definitely is still there. But man, thank you to everybody listening to us and tapping in. This is Mitchie Slick, San Diego legend right here. This is West Coast Radio, West Coast Wednesdays. We're throwing up our dubs for Nipsey Hussle, man. You gone too soon, homie. Give me some last words, you know, about the community and everything that you're doing. And, you know, what should be next?
Oh, man, I don't got a whole bunch of positive shit to say right now, homie. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say to my young homies that want to be artists, Southern California, because I can't speak for everybody else's code, but just know what comes along with this shit and understand that, you know, that it put you guys watch and see who makes it. Y'all watch and see who's successful and who makes it happen. You know what I'm saying? But then y'all forget about the people that died doing that shit that y'all are doing now.
There's consequences.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
RIP the little nigga, Triple X, Triple X.
Extension.
But this is exact same situation. Y'all have to understand it's amplified when you're a rapper. Whatever you do is magnified.
Mm-hmm.
You slapped his sister when you was, you know, 5 years ago. Yeah, slap his sister while you got a hit record out.
Right.
Y'all had a fight. Y'all had a fight the first time. But all I'm saying is just watch what you do. Be careful, homie, and know that the shit that come along with this shit and into the streets, we got to learn how to preserve our kings and our queens. That don't mean that they're better than the rest of us. I'm just saying, y'all got to understand the consequences that come along with being this type of figure and the shit that a nigga can't do once. Let me put it in simple terms.
Go ahead.
If me and the homies go to the club right now and it's 20 of us and we in L.A.,
right,
and we get into it with some whoever it is, the story is going to say Mitchie Slick in them.
Not going to say the homeboys.
It's not going to say the homies. It's not going to say the whatever. Perfect example. I would go to the club in San Diego with 15, 20 homies, and I'd be with the homies. I walk up, and then they'll turn us all down and not let us come to the club. Yeah. But the only person that's different here, out of this 20 people that you had in your club last week, is Mitch. They let the same people in the club all last week, but now they don't let them in. They don't even recognize them, but they don't let them in now because they're with Mitch. But the truth of the matter is that when these same goons that beat up people in your club every week are with Mitch, they're trying to rap, bro. They're not trying to do ignorant shit and fight and doing all that shit. And so all I'm saying is to say is that once you become an artist, y'all have to understand what the life consists of, and then the homies around got to understand that too, so that the homies don't lose one of the best niggas that possibly ever came out y'all community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because Nip should have never, not everybody, why he didn't have no gun and why nobody didn't shoot back and why no, nah, it ain't really that, homie. It's the fact that we hold so much to keeping it G and keeping it 100 and coming to the turf and being right here. We put so much on that. And we see what happened when we don't really understand the consequences that could come for that for one of our kings.
Yeah. Well, shit, bro, man, I'm so glad that you called up, bro. Like I said, I mean, I really wanted to remember him. I really wanted to, you know, just talk with you and share some of these memories for everybody out there. I mean, we're throwing up our dubs is a big treat, but we're going to end this with full-time Nipsey Hussle, Mitchie Slick. Thank you, homie, for calling in, doggy. Stay on the line, all right? Time on the road.
Make time for your folks. Tell time do the most. And share what I gross. Did that for the bros. One time for the coast. Light one, nigga, smoke. Shoot clutch, never joke. Hey, 14.